case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Waheed. Venus in second house? Venus placed in Waheed's second house weaves his emotional yearning for security, affection, and self-worth directly into the spheres of speech, possessions, and family values. As the lord of his fifth house of creativity and emotional self-expression and 12th house of subconscious patterns and hidden retreats, Venus here amplifies that his emotional satisfaction, personal charm, and deep sensitivity are crucial both to his sense of self-worth and the emotional environment he builds around resources and family. Venus in Ashlesha Nakshatra brings a profound emotional complexity tied to security, control, and emotional loyalty. Ashlesha's symbolism of the serpent, the entwiner, suggests that Waheed carries emotional instincts toward fiercely guarding what he values, whether it be possessions, family ties, or self-worth. His emotional nature is highly intuitive, protective, and sometimes secretive when it comes to emotional vulnerabilities linked to resources and speech. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Venus in Ashlesha indicates that Waheed's emotional identity is closely tied to nurturing, yet controlling the environments he is emotionally invested in. There is a magnetic charm in his speech and dealings, but also a psychological depth where emotional caution, emotional defensiveness, and emotional possessiveness around resources may surface when trust feels threatened. There is a strong emotional connection to family lineage, cultural roots, and emotional inheritance, either feeling pride in continuing emotional traditions or feeling burdened by hidden emotional expectations. Emotional growth lies in learning how to foster emotional generosity without feeling the need to emotionally entangle or overly protect those he values. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through building financial stability, creating secure family bonds, and cultivating environments where he feels emotionally safe and valued. Waheed is emotionally drawn to professions where emotional intelligence, negotiation skills, and a nuanced handling of resources are vital, such as finance, counseling, arts, or psychology. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional distrust regarding financial matters, emotional withdrawal if security is threatened, or emotional manipulation arising from unhealed fears of loss. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to share emotional abundance without feeling emotionally vulnerable or overly entangled. Ultimately, Venus in Ashlesha blesses Waheed with the emotional intelligence to weave emotional security, charm, and resilience into his material world, transforming emotional caution into profound emotional nurturing for himself and those he holds dear. Rahu in second house. Rahu placed in Waheed's second house weaves an intense emotional drive toward accumulation, self-worth, and securing personal stability through resources, speech, and family identity. As the lord of his ninth house of destiny, higher knowledge, and fortune, Rahu's placement here amplifies that Waheed's emotional quest for meaning, status, and validation is deeply tied to material security and how he expresses himself through words and familial identity. Rahu in Ashlesha Nakshatra brings a powerful emotional entanglement with desires, attachments, and emotional strategies. Ashlesha's serpent symbolism, mastery over hidden processes, suggests that Waheed's emotional instincts are sharpened toward gaining influence and ensuring survival through clever emotional maneuvering and resourcefulness. His emotional nature is deeply psychological, intuitive, and occasionally manipulative, especially when it concerns protecting his emotional and material base. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Rahu in Ashlesha indicates that Waheed's emotional identity is shaped by an intense emotional hunger for security, emotional mastery over communication, and a drive to shield his vulnerabilities by building strong financial and emotional foundations. Emotional fulfillment is sought through mastering how emotions influence financial matters, speech, and family legacies. There is a strong emotional tie to karmic inheritances and ancestral influences, feeling emotionally propelled by a destiny linked to family history, cultural wealth, or emotional traditions. Emotional growth lies in learning to transform emotional obsession with material validation into emotional mastery and detachment, recognizing that true emotional security lies within. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through achieving financial success, asserting independence through speech and communication, and building a public or private image rooted in emotional resilience. Waheed is emotionally drawn to fields where emotional strategy, resource control, and influence over collective resources are crucial: business, communication, counseling, healing professions, or finance. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional restlessness, emotional dissatisfaction if external markers of success are not achieved, or emotional entanglement in power struggles related to wealth and speech. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to balance ambition with emotional authenticity, ensuring that emotional depth rather than emotional manipulation becomes the foundation of his personal and material success. Ultimately, Rahu in Ashlesha blesses Waheed with emotional resilience and psychological insight, enabling him to transform emotional hunger into emotional wisdom and material ambition into emotionally grounded leadership. Sun in third house, Sun placed in Waheed's third house weaves his emotional vitality, personal authority, and creative individuality into the domains of communication, skills, and personal initiatives. As the lord of his third house itself, the Sun here reinforces that Waheed's self-expression, emotional confidence, and personal influence are central to his ability to connect, communicate, and lead through his immediate environment, siblings, and skills. Sun in Purva Falguni Nakshatra brings a deep emotional need for validation through creative expression, relationships, and personal charm. Purva Falguni's symbolism of the hammock, representing rest, pleasure, and rejuvenation, suggests that Waheed's emotional instincts lean toward enjoying the pleasures of communication, finding emotional vitality through sociability, creativity, and the emotional support of close circles. His emotional nature seeks admiration for his creativity, his personal ideas, and his flair for leadership through communication. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Sun in Purva Falguni indicates that Waheed's emotional self-worth is tightly woven with how he is admired, respected, and emotionally validated through his immediate actions and words. Emotional fulfillment comes when his communication, ideas, or skills bring admiration, affection, and recognition from others. There is also a strong emotional connection to themes of leisure, artistic pursuits, and emotionally nurturing environments where he can express his individuality freely. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance the desire for emotional admiration with the need to cultivate substance, depth, and emotional resilience beyond external validation. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through creative hobbies, social interactions, travel, networking, and roles that allow expression of personal brilliance. Waheed is emotionally drawn to professions involving media, communication, writing, performing arts, or any field where personal charm and creativity in communication can shine. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional overdependence on admiration, emotional frustration when recognition is withheld, or emotional restlessness if creative outlets are not available. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to derive emotional fulfillment from authentic self-expression rather than solely seeking external applause. Ultimately, Sun in Purva Falguni blesses Waheed with an emotionally vibrant, charming, and creative presence, one that can illuminate others through his emotional warmth, communication skills, and innate leadership when grounded in inner emotional authenticity. Mercury in third house, Purva Falguni. Mercury, placed in Waheed's third house, weaves his emotional intelligence, adaptability, and communication prowess directly into the areas of speech, skills, networking, and personal initiatives. As the lord of his first house of identity and fourth house of emotional foundations and inner peace, Mercury's placement here highlights that Waheed's emotional well-being, personal development, and sense of belonging are strongly tied to his ability to communicate, express, and connect intellectually with his environment. Mercury in Purva Falguni Nakshatra brings an emotional need to express intellect with charm, creativity, and emotional magnetism. Purva Falguni's symbolism of relaxation and pleasure suggests that Waheed's emotional instincts are drawn toward harmonious, socially vibrant communication, finding emotional rejuvenation through the exchange of ideas that are warm, engaging, and infused with creative flair. His emotional nature values conversations that are not only intellectually stimulating, but emotionally pleasing and affirming. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Mercury in Purva Falguni indicates that Waheed's emotional identity is strengthened when he feels intellectually appreciated, socially admired for his wit, and emotionally connected through articulate, charming expression. There is a deep emotional need for his communication to be seen as attractive, persuasive, and impactful. There is also a strong emotional tie to cultivating creative talents related to writing, speaking, networking, and building emotionally enriching relationships through communication. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance the emotional need for pleasing others with maintaining the authenticity and depth of his own voice. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through writing, public speaking, social gatherings, artistic collaborations, and any activity that allows a lively exchange of ideas in aesthetically pleasant or emotionally fulfilling settings. Waheed is emotionally drawn to professions where refined communication, creativity, negotiation, and public relations are crucial. Journalism, arts, entertainment, education, or counseling. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional inconsistency if validation is lacking, emotional anxiety in situations where communication is blocked, or emotional overadaptation to please others. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to balance emotional charm with intellectual authenticity, ensuring that emotional connections are both heartfelt and substantial. Ultimately, Mercury in Purva Falguni blesses Waheed with an emotionally expressive, intellectually graceful, and socially engaging presence, allowing him to weave emotional connection and intelligent creativity seamlessly into his life path and relationships. Moon in Third House Maga. Moon placed in Waheed's third house weaves his emotional responsiveness, memory, and nurturing instincts directly into the realms of communication, skill development, and personal courage. As the lord of his second house of resources, speech, and family values, the moon's placement here emphasizes that Waheed's emotional security, self-worth, and financial stability are intimately tied to his ability to communicate, express, and form emotionally meaningful connections through his immediate actions and words. Moon in Maga Nakshatra brings a profound emotional need for recognition, dignity, and honoring one's roots. Maga's symbolism of the royal throne and ancestral pride suggests that Waheed's emotional instincts are steeped in a desire to emotionally preserve family traditions, uphold personal honor, and emotionally distinguish himself through communication and personal achievements. His emotional nature is noble, loyal, and sensitive to respect or disregard from peers and close circles. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Moon in Maga indicates that Waheed's emotional self-worth is strengthened when his communication carries emotional authority, pride, and a sense of legacy. Emotional fulfillment is found in carrying forward emotional traditions while expressing his individuality with dignity, grace, and emotional loyalty. There is a strong emotional connection to ancestry, lineage, and cultural pride. Feeling emotionally responsible for carrying forward emotional legacies through his communication style and skills. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional pride with emotional humility, ensuring that emotional expressions nurture rather than alienate. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through storytelling, family traditions, historical studies, leadership roles in communication fields, and emotionally meaningful exchanges. Waheed is emotionally drawn to professions where communication, emotional intelligence, and leadership come together, such as education, history, media, public relations, or roles that involve cultural preservation. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional rigidity, emotional hurt if respect is not received, or emotional entanglement in issues of pride and validation. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to nurture his communication with emotional generosity, rather than emotional expectation, ensuring his emotional leadership uplifts rather than demands. Ultimately, Moon in Maga blesses Waheed with an emotionally dignified, loyal, and nurturing presence, allowing him to emotionally lead, preserve, and elevate both his own path and the emotional environments he builds through heartfelt communication. Mars in Sixth House. Mars placed in Waheed's sixth house weaves his emotional strength, courage, and fighting spirit directly into the domains of daily work, health, service, and overcoming obstacles. As the lord of his 6th and 11th houses, Mars emphasizes that Waheed's emotional energy, vitality, and ambition are crucial for handling adversities, excelling in competitive environments, and achieving emotional and material gains through persistent efforts. Mars in Anuradha Nakshatra brings a profound emotional need for loyalty, discipline, and structured emotional connections. Anuradha's symbolism of the lotus blossoming through adversity suggests that Waheed's emotional instincts are geared toward enduring emotional challenges with resilience, forming emotionally loyal alliances, and overcoming emotional hardships through strategic action. His emotional nature is intense, disciplined, and unwavering when committed to a cause or responsibility. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra insights, Mars in Anuradha indicates that Waheed's emotional resilience is tied to his ability to face emotional conflicts with strategic emotional intelligence and emotional loyalty. Emotional fulfillment comes from mastering emotional discipline, emotionally protecting his work environment, and forming alliances based on trust and mutual goals. There is a strong emotional connection to themes of brotherhood, mentorship, and emotional duty, feeling emotionally compelled to protect, guide, or lead others through adversity. Emotional growth lies in learning to channel emotional intensity into constructive service rather than emotional domination or suppression. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through disciplined work routines, strategic problem solving, mentorship roles, and emotionally fulfilling service to others. Waheed is emotionally drawn to professions involving leadership in competitive environments, crisis management, healing professions, law enforcement, or any field requiring emotional and physical endurance. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional burnout from overcommitment, emotional conflicts arising from rigid loyalty expectations, or emotional defensiveness when challenged. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to integrate emotional softness with emotional strength, allowing emotional loyalty to build bridges rather than emotional walls. Ultimately, Mars in Anuradha blesses Waheed with an emotionally disciplined, loyal, and resilient spirit, enabling him to master emotional and material challenges through emotional wisdom, perseverance, and heartfelt loyalty to his principles and allies. Ketu in 8th house, Shravana. Ketu placed in Waheed's 8th house weaves his emotional detachment, mystical inclinations, and karmic refinement into the realms of transformation, hidden knowledge, and psychological depth. As the co-lord of his 6th house of service, conflict, and healing, Ketu here suggests that Waheed's emotional intelligence and spiritual attachment are sharpened through intense emotional trials, karmic cleansings, and deep inner work related to letting go of control, fears, and attachments. Ketu in Shravana Nakshatra brings an emotional need to listen, absorb, and intuit deeper truths beyond surface appearances. Shravana's symbolism of the ear emphasizes receptivity and inner listening, indicating that Waheed's emotional instincts are inward-turning, reflective, and seeking subtle guidance from inner or divine sources. Emotionally, this placement fosters a deep connection to silence, intuition, and spiritual study. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Ketu in Shravana indicates that Waheed's emotional clarity comes through withdrawal from emotional noise and through emotional introspection. Emotional fulfillment arises from silent observation, emotionally decoding life's mysteries, and embracing detachment as a source of emotional peace rather than avoidance. There is a strong emotional connection to ancestral wisdom, mystical traditions, or spiritual disciplines, feeling emotionally drawn to uncover hidden emotional truths or heal emotional wounds passed down through lineage. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional aloofness with conscious emotional engagement, ensuring that his withdrawal serves healing rather than escape. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through solitude, spiritual disciplines, psychological healing, and exploring esoteric or philosophical paths. Waheed is emotionally drawn to roles that involve investigation, therapy, healing, or spiritual guidance, especially where emotional silence and depth are respected. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional confusion, difficulty opening up emotionally, or emotional isolation due to inner detachment. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to ground his spiritual insights into emotionally supportive actions, making his emotional detachment a tool for healing rather than distance. Ultimately, Ketu and Shravana blesses Wahid with an emotionally introspective, wise, and spiritually attuned heart, guiding him to master emotional stillness, transform psychological pain, and find inner peace in life's deepest silences. Saturn in 11th house. Saturn placed in Wahid's 11th house weaves his emotional sense of responsibility, endurance, and structured ambition directly into the realms of friendships, social networks, long-term aspirations, and material gains. As the lord of his 8th and 9th houses, Saturn here emphasizes that Wahid's emotional and karmic growth, philosophical evolution, and deeper emotional stability are closely tied to his ability to navigate emotional maturity within social groups and through the pursuit of long-term goals. Saturn in Bharani Nakshatra brings an emotional need for discipline, structured creativity, and moral responsibility in handling resources and relationships. Bharani's symbolism of bearing burdens for transformation suggests that Wahid's emotional instincts involve carrying emotional responsibilities with seriousness, persevering through emotional and social challenges, and transforming emotional hardships into emotional strength and material achievements. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Saturn in Bharani indicates that Wahid's emotional security is strongly linked to enduring emotional tests within friendships and social settings. Emotional fulfillment is found when he patiently builds trust, emotional loyalty, and structured alliances, rather than seeking instant gratification from social circles. There is a strong emotional connection to collective responsibilities, social causes, and fulfilling emotional promises made to his broader community or soul group. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional seriousness with emotional joy, ensuring that responsibility does not turn into emotional rigidity or isolation. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through structured mentorship, fulfilling long-term community goals, managing collective resources, and contributing to social reforms. Wahid is emotionally drawn to professions that involve leadership in social organizations, finance management, governance, teaching, or roles where patience, emotional loyalty, and structured vision are crucial. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional loneliness within social circles, emotional burdens from feeling responsible for others' success, or emotional frustration if long-term goals are delayed. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to accept delayed emotional gratification, building deep emotional and social trust through perseverance, rather than emotional haste. Ultimately, Saturn in Bharani blesses Wahid with an emotionally steady, resilient, and transformative presence, allowing him to channel emotional discipline into building lasting social foundations and fulfilling emotionally meaningful long-term aspirations. Jupiter in 11th house, Ashwini. Jupiter placed in Wahid's 11th house weaves his emotional optimism, wisdom, and expansive vision into the realms of friendships, social alliances, and the realization of long-term hopes and dreams. As the lord of his 7th and 10th houses, Jupiter's placement here underlines that Wahid's emotional fulfillment, public recognition, and relationship success are deeply connected to the communities he engages with, the social causes he supports, and the emotional generosity he expresses within collective environments. Jupiter in Ashwini Nakshatra brings an emotional need for quick action, pioneering spirit, and emotional rejuvenation through new beginnings. Ashwini's symbolism of the swift horse suggests that Wahid's emotional instincts are naturally geared toward initiating new ideas, leading social endeavors, and emotionally uplifting others through his enthusiasm and forward momentum. His emotional nature seeks freedom, quick growth, and emotional rejuvenation through adventure, innovation, and collective progress. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Jupiter in Ashwini indicates that Wahid's emotional expansiveness flourishes when he actively contributes to pioneering efforts, inspiring others, and emotionally reinvigorating collective visions. Emotional fulfillment comes when he feels he is emotionally leading new paths, energizing his social circles, and being emotionally recognized for his optimism and wisdom. There is a strong emotional connection to themes of mentorship, healing, and collective pioneering. Emotionally feeling at home when guiding others toward hope, possibilities, and expansive futures. Emotional growth lies in learning to temper emotional impulsiveness with emotional patience, ensuring that emotional exuberance does not burn out before the dream materializes. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through dynamic social engagements, networking with innovative thinkers, launching new projects, and emotionally leading communities toward growth and expansion. Waheed is emotionally drawn to professions involving leadership in social organizations, education, healing, innovation, or entrepreneurship. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional impatience with slower social processes, emotional frustration if rapid success is not achieved, or scattering emotional energies across too many projects. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to align emotional passion with emotional perseverance, sustaining his expansive visions until they bear fruit. Ultimately, Jupiter in Ashwini blesses Waheed with an emotionally pioneering, hopeful, and inspirational spirit, allowing him to uplift communities, ignite collective dreams, and emotionally flourish as a leader of new beginnings and expansive possibilities.